Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Radio Free Bongo. And I'm your host, Bongo Johnny. Tonight, we're going to look at some 45s that came out during the 60s. What is a 45, you say? Well, that used to be a single cut release that played on your turntable, remember those things, at 45 revolutions per minute. Therefore, they were called 45s. They usually had an A side and a B side. You had a single on the first side, and the flip side was usually a throw-in, something to fill the other side and keep you interested. And I remember waiting in front of Ambrose Records on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, back in the early and middle 60s. We'd wait for them to open up so we could get those 45s hot off the shelves. So here we go. We're going to play some A-sides for you. That came out between the years of 1962 and 1968. So let's spin those discs.
Oh, you back again. I want your love again. I know you find it hard to reason with me, but this time is different.
She was just a walking down the street singing.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
We walk on.
Walk on.
To my door.
My door.
We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
Well, I'm hurt. She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
Well, I'm hers. She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm her.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, oh, yeah.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
We'll sing it.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do. Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
Things that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
Yes, I know, you know I hate to go, but goodbye, love was sweet, our worlds can never meet. So I'll cry just a little, cause I love you so, and I'll die just a little, cause I have to go away. Can't you see how I feel when I say love's unreal? So goodbye, it's been sweet, even though incomplete. So I'll cry just a little, cause I love you so, and I'll die just a little, cause I have to go away. Eyes very clear, now love's gone away, as I once heard you say. Now I've cried just a little, cause I love you so, and I've died just a little, cause I had to go away.
Love laugh about. Everybody that was hanging out, now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your direction home, a complete unknown, like a rolling stone? Ah, you never turned around to see the frowns on the jugglers and the clowns when they all did for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at, after he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own, no direction home? Steeple and all the pretty people, they all drinking, thinking that they got it made, exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Now he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel? Oh, a complete unknown. Like a rolling
long set. So let's catch up to what we did. Starting from the top, we came in at 1962 with The Ventures, Wipeout. And I remember everybody and their grandmother would try to do the drum solo from that on what was ever handy. Tabletops, coffee cans, bongo drums, whatever was handy. We then moved into 1964 with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons doing Dawn. They were kind of like the end of doo-wop and the beginning of rock. Then it was the Rolling Stones with their second single called Tell Me, 1964. And I remember being at a party all of 14 years old and hearing this song on the record player and walking over to it and watching the record spin around and trying to turn my head at the same speed as the single was going around, trying to read the title and the artist on it. Tell Me, the Rolling Stones. Pretty interesting, I thought. Who knew? We continue on in 1964 with the Zombies' first record, She's Not There. Then it was Manfred Mann with their first single, Doo-Wah-Diddy. 1965 gave us our next five records, those being the Yardbirds with their first single, For Your Love. Then it was the Beau Brummels, Just a Little. Just Like Me, Paul Revere and the Raiders. And the Bob Dylan classic, Like a Rolling Stone. And I remember that when we tried to woof a friend of ours by telling him that that was the Rolling Stones. And he goes, well, that doesn't sound like Mick Jagger. We go, no, that's Keith Richards singing. And looking at it later on, it's amazing how much Keith kind of does sound like Bob Dylan. But anyway, we finished off 1965 with a really interesting one. A group called Them, with their lead singer Van Morrison, who, at the time, I thought, sounded a lot like Mick Jagger himself. And, of course, Van Morrison went on to even bigger and better things with his solo career throughout the years. And now, we want to remind you to give a listen to some other things going on out there. We have Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus. His last podcast hit a home run in my estimation. If I were you, I'd check it out. Very interesting. You can find that at radiocircus.net. And you can also access the Randy Bone archive shows from WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana. Done several years ago, but still worthwhile to listen to. Well, we're going to get back to our 45s of the 60s. And we're going to start going through the years 1966 through 1968. A lot of good music to be had in those golden years. So get yourself a pen and some paper and take notes.
Paperback writer.
Yes, sir, oh, madam, will you read my book? It took me years to write. Will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man named Lear, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer.
Paperback writer.
Clinging wife doesn't understand. His son is working for the Daily Mail. It's a steady job, but he wants to be a paperback writer.
Paperback writer.
Paperback writer. Change it round, and I want to be a paperback writer.
Paperback writer.
If you really like it, you can have the rights. You could make a million for you overnight. If you must return it, you can send it here. But I need a break, and I want to be a paperback writer.
Paperback writer.
Paperback writer.
sit here lonely like a broken man. Sell my time and doing the best I can. I was in balls that's surrounding me, but I don't want your sympathy yet. Oh, baby, oh, baby, I just need your tender loving to keep me sane in this burning oven. When my time is up, be my reaper, like Adam's work on God's cleaner. My reaper, my reaper, baby, tell me it's my reaper, to work again. Pains and blisters on my minds and my hands from living daily with those canvas bags. Thoughts of freedom, they're driving me wild, and I'll be happy like a newborn child. We'll be together, girl, you wait and see. No more walls, keep your love from me.
a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. Can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
Together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together.
Of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those who once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
Silver in my tambourine, held a poor man, built a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play, 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 my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. Green tambourine. Drop a dime before.
Okay, back from break. We started off with four from 1966. The Beatles led off with Paperback Writer. Then we heard Dirty Water, The Standells. That was followed by Inside Looking Out, The Animals. And we ended up 1966 with Little Girl, Syndicate of Sound. 1967 started off with Little Bit of Soul, The Music Explosion. We went into The Box Tops, The Letter, Happy Together by The Turtles, featuring Howard Kalin and Mark Vollmer, who later became known as Flo and Eddie, and hooked up with Frank Zappa, appearing on several of his records. And we ended up the year 1967 with the New York mining disaster, 1941. The first single by the Bee Gees, and when that one came out, we thought that smacked a little bit of the Beatles. In fact, when I first heard it, I thought it was a Beatles tune, till I listened to it a little closer. 1968 had two for us, Green Tambourine, the Lemon Pipers. And we finished off that particular set with the Fireballs, doing a cover of Tom Paxton's Bottle of Wine. Well, thank you very much, and now I think it's time for us all to go, as the Rolling Stones once said. So we're going to go out with one more. This one is from 1968, and one of the last singles I remember purchasing, because around that time, albums were becoming the thing. This is the Rolling Stones, 1968, with Jumpin' Jack Flash, which Tom Petty called the most perfect rock song ever recorded. I tend to agree with him. Thanks a lot, everybody. Take care, and we'll see you next time.